This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Rates of sexually transmitted diseases, specifically gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia, have been increasing in Dallas County. That's according to numbers from 2018, the most recent figures. In this edition of Vital Signs, I spoke with Ganesh Shivermeyer of Dallas County Health and Human Services about the increase.
We noticed that in Dallas County, we had, in the case of chlamydia, 19,000 cases, which was a 25% increase from the previous year. In the case of gonorrhea, there was about 7,500 cases, 23% from the previous years. And of course, we have syphilis, which is close to 400 new cases, an increase of about 21.2% from the previous years.
It's higher still, what, among African Americans and Latinos?
It's definitely high in those two populations.
Do we know why?
Several reasons. Certain communities lack medical care in the sense of education, outreach. Those areas are sort of left to themselves. Those areas will not have the resources, will not have the necessary education. The prevention doesn't happen in those areas.
What are others?
Lack of access and mobility for those individuals to get the right amount of testing and treatment. And the practices, the drug use, for example, the behavioral aspect of it. Now, those things are across the board, but again, these two populations, being that there's no active education and there's a lack of that as pronounced as the other communities, you know, it sort of perpetuates practicing safe sex. Those messages are not as prevalent in those areas.
Regarding these increases, do you find them more in young people, teenagers, or more in adult?
As we carve these numbers out, we call out the age group of 15 to 24. In the case of chlamydia, 60% of those people are affected. All the other ages put together got 40%. So you know that it's predominantly in those age groups. So we know that this disease is disproportionately affecting younger populations. What can we then do about this, the situation, especially to target the younger population? You know, more screenings. There are talks that, you know, as these teens and younger adults get tested annually through their primary care physician, STD testing should be made a normal practice.
So what can Dallas County Health Services do about this?
We have a fully operational STD clinic that tests and treats folks that have STDs. This testing treatment is at a very affordable cost. In fact, if a person does not have resources or the money to do it, that's not a barrier. We can still test and treat them. We also perform active surveillance on STD cases. We have a team that basically will do investigations. STDs are a notifiable condition. So anyone that has STD, that notification comes to us. We go back and take care of the patient that's reported, but also sort of get to the source if we can, and then get those people and get them treated. Now, beyond this, we also have mobilization of screening and testing. So there's lots of efforts we are putting forth because we do recognize folks may not be able to come into the health department necessarily because of lack of access or mobility challenge, but we can go to the communities. Let me give another example. So for the Latino population, we have collaborated with the Mexican consulate to offer free testing there. We conduct what's called as PDIs, Prostitution Diversion Initiative, where we set up monthly a process where we collaborate with law enforcement and bring those folks that are out there engaging in possible prostitution, bring them in, test them, screen them, and treat them if necessary. And so we do. There's a lot of initiatives on the table. Can we do more to increase screenings and testings? Yes. Can we do more to increase the educational aspects? Yes. Can we collaborate with more agencies and have more of a community-based program where we, you know, where all zip codes and all areas that are high risk, where we can get those individuals, especially in the populations that are Latino and African American. I think that there's a lot of work that can be done in those areas.
So we are clear. How difficult is it to treat gonorrhea, chlamydia, and or syphilis today?
These are all bacterial infections. There are antibiotics to treat these diseases. It's rather simple. If we put the folks that have these diseases on a treatment regimen, they can be treated between a few weeks to a year. They are free of the disease. But I will add one of the things that we are seeing is the antibiotics that are typically used are becoming resistant to gonorrhea. By and large, treatments are there. Folks that get tested can be treated without any issues.
Thank you for being with me.
Of course. No, thank you.